This is the 401 Podcast. Join Rhode Island sports journalist and basketball scribe Kevin McNamara with guests from the Ocean State sports scene and beyond. Now, here's your host, Kevin McNamara.
Hello, and welcome to the 401 Podcast on Kevin Mac Sports. I'm your host, Kevin McNamara. Thank you for joining me. Well, we're going to talk the NBA Finals on this edition of the podcast. And who better to discuss the NBA than with our friend Doris Burke? Hey, listeners of the 401 Podcast certainly know Doris Burke. But then again, all basketball fans, wherever they are, have seen or heard Doris's award-winning analysis of the sport we all love. For anyone not clued in, Doris is one of us. She's a 401 Podcast type of person. She left the Jersey Shore as a high school hoop star way back and landed at Providence College in the mid-1980s. She blossomed into a star with the Friars, setting the school's all-time assist record and became really one of the better guards in the Big East. She also frequently has spoken about the transformational experience she enjoyed at Providence and was eventually awarded an honorary degree from the school in 2005. She'll always be a proud Friar. And maybe most importantly, that time at PC, it established roots in Rhode Island that Doris has never broken. Her two children were born in the state, and while she's traveled far and wide in a Hall of Fame, yep, Doris Burke is already a member of the Naismith Hall of Fame. It's a broadcasting career that's taken her everywhere, but she loves to return to her home in the Green Hill section of South Kingstown. We'll get into those roots in just a bit, but here's my take on the NBA Finals. I love the Phoenix Suns. I've really enjoyed watching them play. And not just because Giannis Antetokounmpo is nursing that bum knee and may not play in a few games here in the finals. The Suns are stacked with elite young talent that some basketball fans may not appreciate just yet. Devin Booker at Kentucky and DeAndre Ayton at Arizona were true superstars, top level, five-star recruits. No surprise that they've transitioned to the pros at such an elite level. And Big East fans, well, they know all about Mikal Bridges, the former Villanova star. Surround those young guys with a grizzled veteran like Jay Crowder and a driving force in future Hall of Famer Chris Paul at point guard, and you have a legitimate big-time team. Now, you know, would it have been great to see the Suns match up with LeBron and Anthony Davis in the West Finals or Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden in the Finals? Sure. But hey, too bad for those guys. They could not get the job done. Now it's time to see if the Suns can get that job done, and I'll go with Phoenix in six. Well, now it's time to welcome ESPN's Doris Burke to this week's 401 Podcast. First, Doris, during a busy time, really appreciate you joining me.
Oh, Kev, always good to visit with you, and I am so excited for the NBA Finals, truly. Cannot wait. You know, two teams that weren't expected to be here, certainly. Milwaukee obviously had a better chance, but until the injuries in Brooklyn, I think many people thought this finals would look a little different.
For sure. Throughout, it's been an injury-dominated NBA. But Doris, before we get to the actual series, can you tell me how busy your schedule has been, not only in the playoffs, but in the regular season, with COVID restrictions and whatnot? And I'm sure you're so happy to be, you know, live in an arena come playoff time.
Yes, you know, so I would say about half of my games this year were called out of, you know, I still have my home in Rhode Island, but in the wintertime I'm in the Philly area. And, you know, ESPN sent us, you know, sent someone there with all the studio equipment, and we spent a good portion of the season sort of calling games from home, which was remarkably challenging, Kevin. And I'll say this to you, like the one consistent theme in talking to the players and coaches this year was sort of the weight of the schedule and the toll it was taking both from a physical and a mental perspective across the NBA. And listen, the NBA is no different than any other business entity in the United States who had or across the world, really. You know, it felt like every business had difficult choices to make. It's obviously been a hot topic of conversation, the number of all-stars who have missed time in the playoffs. Mm. But they made the best business decision in partnership with the Players Association and the NBA. And this was ultimately, you know, they had to make financial decisions and the weight of the schedule was part of that, Kevin. And I would say we all felt busy. The games felt like they were coming nonstop.
Doris, the best part of your job, you'd always say, is your ability to get to know the coaches and the players, get to talk to them. I'm curious how much that has been restricted throughout the year, and are you able to do, you know, face-to-face chats now or not just yet?
Well, you know this because of the job you held for so long as a reporter, Kevin. It is all the small moments that happen inside an NBA arena that help us to do our job. So when we finish with our responsibilities, we have, you know, an hour before the game, and we can be between the lines where the players and the assistant coaches are and, you know, actively preparing for the game. And you could pull aside a player or a coach and say, hey, you know, why is X player struggling? What's going on there? You know, is there a physical ailment? You know, whatever the case may be. And those small moments, to me, elevate our telecast and our coverage. And the other part of that is it's the human aspect, Kevin. It's the hello, how are you, how is your family investment that we sort of can make in one another, because, yes, it's about the business of what we do, but these guys are human like you and I. They have, you know, family responsibilities and all those things. So I would say it made my job more challenging. I can't do it the way Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, who've lived it and coached it. I have to go about my job a little bit differently. And therefore, those moments for me probably are as important for anybody.
So Chris Paul, for example, I can't even imagine how many games you've called with Chris Paul competing in his series. So now you see him come. Well, I believe you did the Western Conference Finals as well as now the Finals. I'm sure you'd be happy to sit down with Chris Paul for 10 minutes and rap. Right. Is that able to happen?
Yeah, so everything occurs via Zoom line.
Okay.
And that, I'm not sure about the television. As you know, once the conference finals kick in, I switch over to radio. So we are doing everything via Zoom. So yesterday we had Monty Williams, we had Mike Budenholzer, Devin Booker, all of those interactions for radio. And I believe it was similar for TV yesterday, because remember, the NBA is still, you know, the virus is still a part of the conversation. And so you're trying, very much like you were trying in the bubble, to do the best possible job at creating an environment where exposure is limited. And so, you know, for instance, the television people, Kevin, they're testing, I believe, multiple times per day, very much like the players, because their credential level is putting them in close proximity to the players. Radio right now, so tonight in Phoenix, we will be in a suite, you know, enough rows off the floor that my credential level is different. So my testing requirements are therefore different.
I see. We'll switch to the series a little bit here. So obviously health is huge. Focus on Giannis from the Bucks. Looks like he's listed as doubtful, but it seems as if, you know, the finals is dragged over, hopefully over, you know, multiple games, more than four. Deep in your heart, do you assume that we'll see Giannis at some point?
This is a great question. Here's the way I'm answering that. In the West Finals, you know, Kawhi Leonard, it was doubtful every game. But the fact of the matter was, we were fairly certain as a broadcast team that Kawhi was not going to make an appearance in the series. We believed that there was something about the injury that was going to prohibit him from ever playing. And so that was the mindset we were taking. Here we are a little less certain. And is that a product of the Bucks doing a good job of, you know, if there is something, and I don't know this, if there is something that will prohibit him from playing, that's not leaking out. That's not information that anybody has been able to cultivate. The buzz isn't there as it relates to whether or not he will make an appearance. My answer is, I have no idea, but consider in the two matchups he averaged 40 points on 60% shooting, and this is I don't want to say the beauty of sports, but Kevin, you know this over the years. Think about Chris Paul on the opposite side, the heartbreaking nature of the ill-timed injuries for him in his history. In Houston, they have Golden State on the ropes. They're in the series. They're in command. They've got a game lead, and then the hamstring happens. And I've heard Jeff Van Gundy say this many times. You know, there is luck involved a lot of times at whatever level in championships. It you know, whatever, it might be a call by an official, the injury aspect, I don't know, you name it. But they're, you know, winning a championship at any level is hard, and the Bucks are their challenge is harder without him, obviously.
It's also a marathon. You know, we can think of so many examples throughout NBA history. You know, Celtic fans would remember Kendrick Perkins back in 2010. You know, there's just John Havlicek back when we were kids got hurt in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Knicks. It happens over and over again, and perfect health is tough to find. The Suns, now you've been up close with the Suns for a while now. With the exception of Chris Paul's COVID sit-out, they've had pretty good health. And boy, they've really taken the opportunity to young players, to especially, to be introduced to the basketball world, people who haven't paid attention, in DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker. Just a little bit on those two young guys.
Yeah, you know, they've played with a maturity beyond their years. And I think there was frustration here in the fan base with Phoenix because, in their minds, they weren't getting their due respect for what they achieved in the regular season. But regular season success and playoff success are not the same thing. And it's generally been a rule of thumb that success in the playoffs requires a veteran basketball team. And so for Devin Booker, listen, the guy has elite offensive skills. But the best thing about Devin Booker to me is there's a competitive edge. There's a competitive nastiness. And I think that is why the partnership with Chris Paul works so well. You know this, you know, Chris Paul's reputation as a teammate is a little bit that he can wear you out. Chris is obsessed with details of basketball. He's obsessed with the daily habits and the process of becoming a champion. But in doing that and in constantly being in his teammate's ear, over time, historically, that has frustrated some people. There were those conversations about he and DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin. Now, you know, listen, we'll never know the intimate details, but there was enough smoke there to say, okay, you know, there was some friction there. DeAndre Ayton was the young man who I questioned, did he have the maturity between the lines and outside to elevate the basketball team? Because his talent is captivating. At that size, the elite lateral mobility, the vertical threat at the rim, all the things DeAndre brings to the table. When you talk to Monty Williams, he just, and Monty is just such a tremendous human being, Kevin, he talks often about poise. This is about poise for us. And DeAndre Ayton, boy, absolutely incredible level. His numbers are up almost across the board from his regular season productivity. And in all honesty, in talking to Devin Booker over Zoom, when I asked him about Ayton yesterday, he said maturity was the first. He goes, I want to be careful about how I say this, but maturity. So give Ayton credit. Like, your young 20s, And you're performing at this level. Phoenix to me is a captivating story in sports right now because of the youth. Mikal Bridges, you know, your listeners will be very familiar with Mikal because of his Villanova time. Like, they're all going through it for the first time and they're all performing better than expected. And Mikal to me is like the perfect role player in the NBA. You don't need to run a single play for him. He can make corner threes, which is, other than restricted area, you know, baskets, the corner three is cherished and revered in the NBA. And he's going to guard across positions and do it at an elite level. So, yeah, pretty cool story. And to be honest, Kevin, I am a huge Monty Williams fan, so I'm thrilled for Monty as well.
Yeah, I remember Monty from his days at Notre Dame. He was always held in very high esteem. Doris, your NBA Finals pick.
I'm going to say that if Giannis doesn't play, then I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns. Yeah. If Giannis plays, I think this is going seven, and I think it's going to be competitive and compelling. And, you know, listen, I hear what people say, this isn't who we thought, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm thrilled. You know, Devin Booker is a guy the casual NBA fan should see. And Chris Middleton and Giannis have fought through the dog days of losing in Milwaukee to get themselves to this spot. So, listen, I'm a fan first and foremost, Kevin, and so I'm thrilled with what we have. And I just, I for CP3, a guy who's been doing it 16 years, it's pretty cool. I'm saying seven if Giannis plays and you pick the winner. Otherwise, I think Phoenix comes out of here with a championship.
Let's take a break from our conversation with Doris Burke and hear what's new with our friends at Haxton's Liquors. It's finally summertime, and although social distancing regulations have relaxed in Rhode Island, everyone feels safe when they head over to Haxton's Liquors on Bald Hill Road in Warwick. Haxton's has everything you need for that summer bash. And aren't we all ready for a few summer bashes? Axton stocks all of the top wines and spirits, plenty of beer, a huge selection of spiked seltzers, and all the mixers. Haxton's is always ready to serve you, so stop in and see my friends, Tim and Bobby Haxton. They do an excellent job with air filtration in their giant store, and we're thrilled that they are proud sponsors of Kevin Mack Sports.
So, Doris, well, needless to say, we go way back. I remember a trip, and I'm sure it's a memorable trip for you. It certainly was for myself and my wife because we saw the Friars play in Paris. Yes, Paris, France, not Paris, Kentucky. I believe it was 1993. It was a long time ago. And we were all young at the time. And I believe that, Doris, if that wasn't the first game that you did on radio, it was in the first couple that you did on radio for the men's basketball. What do you remember about that moment and that trip, besides just a wonderful, you know, cultural experience?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. First of all, you know, because of the way I grew up, you know, going to Paris was not an option in my family, last of eight kids. So
yeah.
I just remember, like, thinking, oh, my gosh, we're going to this incredibly historic city that's, you know, just revered across the world for its cultural history. And just, you know, I'm a Friar fan, obviously, because I played and coached at the school. So the whole experience was just absolutely incredible. The other thing I remember is visiting with Dave Gavitt in the aftermath and him actually saying to me at the time, hey, I listen to you. You have potential here in this business. And I thought, oh, my God, the great Dave Gavitt thought I did okay. And I'll never forget that. And he said a timely, as you can imagine, Dave Gavitt being Dave Gavitt, you know, had a timely word or two that really encouraged me and probably went further than even he could have imagined in terms of the confidence he gave me. So I remember the entirety of it. I think I remember we all took a train, you and I, and we went out to Versailles and spent a day there and just had, you know, just a wonderful time. It's an amazing place to think where basketball has taken us both, Kevin, that's for sure.
There's no doubt. Doris, a couple more. TV versus radio. Kind of set a standard last year for the very first time, first female to call to be an analyst on the NBA Finals with ESPN Radio. You're back on radio. I know you love both. It's funny. People say to me, you know, we miss Doris on TV. I'm like, I'm telling you, she's really good on radio as well. So if that's what you want to do, you can do it both ways. I'm curious the differences, and I know that you enjoy both.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a totally different thing on radio. As you know, it's the play-by-plays for him. He has got to describe where the ball is at every moment. So as the analyst on radio, you are trying to make an impact between the end line and the half-court line, and you really have to get out and end your thought and be concise enough to hand it off to the play-by-play and let him, because it's time and score. Anybody who's a sports fan who listens to games on the radio, you want to know the time and the score, the inning, what's the outs, who's on base. You know, that's, you're trying to describe everything in a basketball court. So it's been a great lesson to pipe down and be quiet and make my points pretty quickly. And, you know, listen, as you know, I was thrilled to be with the number one team as its reporter for 11 years. But, you know, as somebody's done it, you know, the chance to be an analyst in that environment, you have much more of an impact on the broadcast. So, yeah, I love both. Are you kidding me, Kevin? Like, how lucky am I that I'm still in the business and I'm still around a game that has really kind of shaped my life for such a long time?
I'm with you, Doris. I think it was 2010 whenever Kobe – yeah, 2010 when Kobe and Lamar Odom actually won Game 7 out in L.A., and I think I saw you before game 6 or 7, and you're getting your makeup done. You were with your daughter, Sarah, at the time. And I said, wow, you've come a long way, Doris. You know, you have your makeup person getting ready to go out and call game 6 and 7. So it's been an unbelievable run. But I know deep in your heart, as soon as these NBA finals are over, you can't wait to get back to Rhode Island. Some people don't realize that you've, you know, still make your home in Rhode Island to a large extent. What are you missing most? And I'm sure you can't wait to come back.
Yeah, you know, I was so lucky, Kevin, because the way the conference finals ended, I was able to spend the 4th of July in Green Hill, where my home is. And listen, I call that state my sanctuary. It is, you know, the food, the people, the water. I'll always I'll always, or as long as I possibly can, maintain my home there because it's just such a beautiful, friendly, great food state. Listen, I never thought as a kid I would call any place other than the Jersey Shore my home, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I've become a Rhode Islander through and through.
Well, we're happy to have you, that's for sure. Doris, travel safe and really enjoy the NBA Finals, please.
Thank you, Kev.
Well, that's it for this week's 401 podcast. Really enjoyed our conversation with ESPN's and Providence College's Doris Burke. Thanks, as always, to producer extraordinaire Kevin Collins. And hey, if you happen to play golf at Pine Hills over in Plymouth, watch out for Kevin. He can take it low. And thanks, as always, to our friends at Haxton's Liquors. The 401 podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Buzzsprout. Subscribe on whatever platform you enjoy most. Shoot us a like and look for the next edition of the 401 podcast with Kevin McNamara.
Thanks for listening to the 401 podcast with Kevin McNamara. Get the 411 on the sports scene in the 401 by subscribing to the 401 podcast from kevinmacksports.com.